Yes, Kenny. Well, what a very successful day for Stabann here in Ulster Championship 3. Final score was Stabann 31, Lurgan 10. And this is against the top side in this league who were unbeaten up to this game. Stabann running in five tries, two penalty tries, and it was their scrum, as I said before, that was the mainstay of this performance. Absolutely superb piece of scrummage. And, I mean, there was one of the scrums that must have went 20 metres. The referee here was a bit critical off in the first half. In the second half, I think he realised that there was no real point in worrying because they were Lurgan were backpedalling all the time. In fact, he yellow carded two Lurgan players during that time while nobody from Stabann was disciplined. And certainly it was good discipline from Stabann's point of view. But a tremendous performance. That gave him 5 points from this game with the four tries getting them a bonus point. But that last 15 minutes, the power of their scrum absolutely just dominated, and Lurgan really had no answers. And their big New Zealand coach, Bruce Cornelius, who used to play against Estonians many a time, I played against them, he went off there and he just shook hands and said, fantastic piece of scrummage. And, you know, he accepted that you can't, a team is better than you, there's not much you can do about it. The game started pretty even, Stephen, with Stabann, as I say, showing their strength and tight, especially in the scrum. And after 23 minutes, a great scrum driving forward from a 5 metre scrum. So number 8, Johnny Robinson, just wait, pick and dive over, and that was 5 points to nil. But Lurgan hit back 5 minutes later with a strong piece of play, and from a line out they went right, and it was their winger Stephen Nolan who got over in the corner, and he converted to make it 7 points to 5. And then on the couple of minutes to half time, Lurgan were awarded a penalty and Nolan converted. So 10-5 at half time to Lurgan. And really, I'm sure they were quite happy with that, because I don't think whenever they started this game today, they realised what sort of a team Stabann were going to be. But certainly they found out very, very strongly. And then in 52 minutes and 55 minutes, Hamilton and Nolan both had opportunities to increase the lead, but both times the penalty sailed wide. And then on 62 minutes, there was really where the resurgence from Stabann started. There was a great scrum. Johnny Robinson had made a great run, their number 8, taking play up to about the 22. They had a great scrum. They went forward. They were penalised. Lurgan, another scrum. They went forward again, penalised. And then on the third occasion, they were driving forward, and Lurgan dived over the top and all round the sides, and the referee really had no choice but to give a penalty try. Hamilton converted in front of post. So for the first time, the Tyrone men were 12-10 ahead. Just then, about 5 minutes later, there was another great scrum. The ball was taken left, sort of taken right, and David Craig, he ran lateral towards the touchline and then fed his winger, Jack Graham, on the angle, and he straight through. Hamilton converted, making it 19 points to 10. Still only a couple of tries in. But then in 75 minutes from a line-out, there was another great try from a scrum. And another penalty try resulted in making it 24-10. Hamilton, another conversion, 26-10. And then just on the final whistle, a scrum in the 22. This time they released the ball quickly. Scrum half, David Craig broke left. He had his winger outside him, but he decided to dummy, and over he went. And I can assure you that the Stabann crowd were very, very happy at that particular time. Hamilton was winning with the conversion, but it didn't really matter. Great performance by the Stabann team today against a side who have got a big reputation. And certainly this young side under Paul O'Kane will be delighted with what happened. Scoring 5 tries against this team was tremendous. Final score here, Ulster Championship 3. It was Stabann 31, Lurgan 10.